Ready, sir.
All right, just a moment.
Hello?
Mr. President.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Fine.
Say, I'm going to be on your TV in about 5 or 6 minutes.
All right, I'll tune it on.
On NBC, and I just thought I should have called you a little earlier. They've had me taping here all day, and I've been about half dead.
Is it taped?
Yeah, it's taped.
Good. Well, I'll turn it on.
And it points out the things that we've done here on Vietnam, and it's about the arms control as well as the non-proliferation treaty. And it says, for example, that we've given the time for Asian nations to strengthen themselves and work together, and so we see a stronger Southeast Asia, stronger South Vietnam, contrast to a few months ago when peace negotiations were started. And there are new circumstances which will face the new president in light of these circumstances, and assuming no marked change in the present situation, how would I proceed? Then let me make clear first what I would not do. I would not undertake a unilateral withdrawal. Peace would not be served by weakness or withdrawal, and I make that very clear. Nor would I escalate the level of violence in either South or North. We seek to de-escalate. The platform of the Democratic Party says the president should take reasonable risks to find peace. North Vietnam, according to its own statement, has said it will proceed to prompt and good faith negotiations if we stop President Limited bombing. But we must always think of the protection of our troops. As president, I would be willing to stop the bombing of the North as an acceptable risk for peace, because I believe it could lead to success in the negotiations and a shorter war.
Now, does that mean without any...
Now, wait a minute. This would be the best protection of our troops. But in weighing that risk and before taking action, I would place key importance on evidence, direct or indirect, by deed or word, of a communist willingness to restore the demilitarized zone between North and South Vietnam.
Now, just want evidence on that one point, or you know, we have our negotiating position. We have three. The South Vietnamese bunker tells us that government and those million men they have would really go into chaos if we divided up at Paris their future without their having a chance to appear.
Yes.
We would be willing to have the NLF appear, but about the most important condition we think we've got to have is that we not decide their fate without their presence, Hitler and Chamberlain did to Czechoslovakia. Now,
we say that they must proceed in with good faith negotiations. And if they...
Well, would that include the... You see, there's three points. This is one of them. I gather from what you are saying that you would require evidence, direct or indirect, deed or word, of their willingness to restore the DMZ. Now, that would give us some protection for our men if you would...
Yes, sir.
If that is a condition.
That's right.
Now, there are two other things that we say that they ought to do if we stop bombing. One's not shell the cities, and two... To let the GVN come in,
yeah.
We'd let the NLF come in. Well, now, they have not agreed to any of these three up to now.
Well,
would this be your only condition?
That'd be my only specific, except that I say that they'd have to have good faith in negotiations. They'd have to show good faith. I said here, North Vietnam has said it would proceed to prompt and good faith negotiations if we would stop the present limited bombing of the North. And then I say, if the government of North Vietnam were to show bad faith, we would, of course, reserve the right to resume the bombing. And I would, in weighing that risk, and before taking any action, I would place key importance on evidence, direct or indirect, by deed or word, of the communist willingness to restore the demilitarized zone between North and South Vietnam. I don't say that's exclusive, but I say that that's one thing above all that they must do.
Well, there's two other things you want to remember. Number one, we've got 500,000 men, they got 1 million.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want to divide up North or South Vietnam without both of them being present. So that ought to be understood before we give up our whole card, that if we bring them in, they wouldn't walk out. They negotiate good faith with whom? With both of us, you see. The second thing is, we couldn't very well keep the bombing stopped very long, I think, from a practical standpoint, if they shelled the cities.
Yeah, well, that's what we would mean by good faith negotiations, Mr. President.
Right, okay.
Now, I tell you what, I want you to look at this, and I've got a lot of stuff in there that we've done. I've built up the record so that we have a complete statement about the Constitution and the elections and the improvement of the economy and the fact what's happened to the other nations of Southeast Asia and their regional development. And then we come down on the non-proliferation treaty at the end and Mr. Nixon's point of view on it. I'd just like to hear from you afterwards whether you think it's... I have to stake out some position, as you know, and I think I've done it carefully here without jeopardizing what you're trying to do.
You do require evidence of direct, indirect, or deed of word on the restoration of the DMZ.
Absolutely.
Before you stop it.
That's absolutely right. I say just exactly, in weighing that risk and before taking any action, I would place key importance on the evidence, direct or indirect, by deed or word, of communist willingness to restore.
I'll turn it on. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Waiting.